It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Wisconsin legislative leaders met this week to talk about who's doing what and consider next steps. Here's what I want. I want to know what you want leaders within the Wisconsin legislature to know about what to pursue. What's the top issue for you in this upcoming session? What would you say to them about working together with people on the other side of the aisle? Or is that not a priority? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jesse Apoyan covers state government and politics for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to the Morning Show.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning.
The Wisconsin Assembly met this week to elect their leadership. As they discussed the future, what did they say about their hopes for the coming legislative session? Is there some kind of sense of where we'll see a focused effort?
Well, it's worth noting that while Democrats swept statewide executive offices, the Assembly and the Senate are both led by pretty strong Republican majorities. And so what we're hearing from the leaders in both chambers and the Assembly in particular this week is there's a focus on the way they put it is really just protecting what they have put into place over the last 8 years. So I think they're expecting to see efforts to change some policies that they've put into place, and they'll be holding the line on those. But, transportation, healthcare, education, those are the issues that really dominated the campaign, and those are the issues that I think we're hearing legislators talk about, whether it's opportunities to work across the aisle or areas where they may face some disagreement.
Well, Robin Voss will still be the Speaker of the State Assembly. He and Governor Walker didn't agree on transportation. Do you think that the Speaker will be able to find a bit, maybe even a bit more agreement with Tony Evers' government, on at least on transportation?
Yeah, I think that's really a possibility, and I think that's something that really even Governor-elect Evers brought up on the campaign trail a little bit, is some of the things that you heard about transportation funding from both Governor-elect Evers and from Speaker Voss during the last transportation funding debate, they weren't all that different from each other. Both have sort of come to this with the idea that all options are on the table, that the state may need to look at ways to raise revenue, and that could include a gas tax increase, that could include vehicle registration fee changes, that could include tolling. And those conversations have continued to be had and have faced some roadblocks from people have taken harder line stances on some things. Governor Walker in particular has said absolutely no increase to the gas tax or to registration fees without a corresponding decrease somewhere else. And in fact, has gone a little further than that sometimes and has said just absolutely no increase, even if there is a decrease somewhere. So I think, Governor-elect Evers has said he sees an opportunity there. He said transportation is an area, he said, people want a bipartisan win is something that he said repeatedly on the campaign trail, and I think transportation is an area that he sees a lot of opportunity to work across the aisle on.
Well, let's turn to Assembly Democrats. Who's going to serve? We know Gordon Hintz will be the minority leader. Who will be the assistant minority leader?
The assistant minority leader will be Diane Hasselbein from Middleton. She did have a challenge from David Crowley from Milwaukee, but she was reelected to that spot. So some familiar faces coming back to the Assembly Democratic leadership team, too.
You mentioned the challenge for assistant minority leader. We understand Representative Crowley said his campaign for the role wasn't a referendum on the current assistant minority leader, but it was about diversity. What was he talking about there?
Sure. I mean, he was talking about the fact, sort of twofold. One, the Assembly Democratic leadership team does not include any person of color. So David Crowley is an African-American legislator, and he said, this is not a knock on anything that Diane Hasselbein has done, and it's certainly important to have gender diversity, too, but that they need to look at having racial diversity in their leadership ranks, and also just having a voice from Milwaukee. He said, he wants he represents a district in Milwaukee. He said he wants his constituents in Milwaukee to know that they have skin in the game and to see someone fighting for them in leadership role in the Democratic caucus.
Let's take a call. Cindy is joining us from Appleton. Cindy, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Well, Robin Voss said the other day that the voters did not send a referendum or a message, but I beg to differ. I think they sent a clear message that we've had enough of the divisiveness and the games, and that it's time to work together as a legislature because we need to get things done here. I mean, the only people that are getting hurt are we, the people.
Cindy, thanks for that. Cindy's comment, Robin Voss saying the voters didn't send a message, I guess, did they or didn't they, do you think?
Well, I think what Robin Voss was indicating by that was that Tony Evers doesn't have a strong mandate because he won by such a small margin and because Republicans maintain control of the legislature. But I think, the overlying theme here is probably that voters did send a bit of a message, and that is that regardless of how it's going to work, divided government may be the way to go because it may require people to make some compromises and find some creative solutions to get things done. I do think it, yes, people are certainly tired of chaos and frustration and divisiveness, and I think this will require people to find some sort of creative ways to try to get things done.
Have Assembly Republicans said anything about how they'll work with colleagues and leaders on the other side of the aisle? I mean, aside from possibly taking votes to limit the governor's power?
We haven't had a lot of conversations coming through about what will happen beyond this first set of extraordinary sessions. There's going to be some conversation later today, in fact, about what to do with this Kimberly-Clark legislation that's kind of been tossed around over the last few months. So that incentive package will come up. That is something that, if it is going to pass, is going to need votes from both parties, and it's not clear that that will happen. It doesn't sound like any Democrats in the Senate are willing to support that, and there aren't a majority of Republicans in the Senate that will support it either. So that's an area where, if it's going to move forward, it's going to require some bipartisan support. As you mentioned, this next extraordinary session after that, it sounds like they will be looking at ways to curb the governor's power, and there hasn't been any concrete releases on what measures they're going to take in that regard, but that's something that I think is going to be a contentious conversation. Certainly Democrats are promising to stand firm against those efforts, and there hasn't been a whole lot of conversation yet about what the priorities will be for the regular legislative session when they come back in January.
Well, of course, Tony Evers will have the responsibility for putting together a budget and sending it to the legislature. And that's probably where the fireworks are going to start. Let's take a quick call from Tom in Burlington. Tom, good morning.
I would like to see them restore the food stamp program. It's a federal program. The money comes from the federal government. And I would also like to see Robin Voss. I'm in his district. We've had 5 deaths in his district. And marijuana should be decriminalized. The connection between opioids and marijuana, it's been shown, and it has to be taken care of. And he's my representative, and I want him to take care of it.
Okay, Tom, thanks for that. So what issues are people telling the legislature they want to see dealt with here other than transportation?
Well, bringing up the issue of marijuana decriminalization is certainly something that a lot of voters on referendums throughout the state voted to say that this is something that they want legislators to look at. Varying degrees of that, whether it's for medicinal use, recreational use, decriminalization, or legalization. But voters and communities throughout the state did vote in referendums to tell legislators to look at that. And that's something that Tony Evers has said. He supports medical marijuana, but is waiting to see what voters have to say about recreational usage. So, that's a conversation that continues to come back, and some Republican legislators have started to show some interest, but it's traditionally been something that hasn't gotten much Republican support. I think looking beyond that and looking at the opioid issue, which the caller also mentioned, that is an area where the legislature has found ways to work together over the last several years.
And one thing we know for sure, Jesse Appoyan, is that you're going to be very busy writing about all of this, and we look forward to reading it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Jesse Appoyan covers state government and politics for the Cap Times. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.